Shall we pray?
Ishe tenzi Yesu Kristo mwari wari kumusoro kudenga Jehovah tinokutendai maniro ano maita kuti zvigoneke kuti tinge tiri pano Ishe nenyasha dzenyu hakuzi kukwanisa kwedu kana simba redu asi Jehovah ndimi matitendera zvino Ishe tinoziva kuti nguva yose yamaiunganidza Israeli pane chinangwa chamaiunganidzira maiunganidzira munhu mukuru kana kuti chiitiko chikuru baba tinotenda kuti manheru ano taunganira zvose munhu mukuru Ishe Jesu Kristo kuti afambe pakati pedu nechiitiko chikuru chatikamirira mutambo wekubvutwa baba samasimba tinonamata gadzirai mweya yedu nemwoyo yedu manheru ano Ishe Jesu Kristo kuchiitiko ichochi chikutendai baba makati pamuprofita nemharidzo baba yekuti gadzirira Ishe Jesu Kristo kuti Ishe tizive mafambiro tizive zvekuita baba pano panyika tichifamba rwendo rwekubva pano tinoziva kuti kufamba rumwe chete rwendo rusandokwerwa Abraham baba tiri vatorwa nevapfuri pano pasa pasi pedu Ishe mumwe nemumwe tichafamba tichipfuura tichienda chakakosha kuti tinge takagadzirira chakakosha kuti tinge takamira baba kuti patinosangana nezuva iro kana pamunouya kuzotitora tinenge takagadzirira samasimba tinoona matamaniro ano tigadzirire neshoko renyu ndo chinhu choga chinotigadzirira baba tanamata tichiita zvose mukati muroko rwenyu muzita raJesu Kristo ponesi wedu amen tingambogara hedu basi
maybe seated for a while
amen
amen
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ
ndokwazisaimose muzita raJesu Kristo
I'm happy to be back home.
Ndokufara kudzoka kumba.
Amen.
Amen.
After a while not being here.
Ndichireme chinguwana ndisiri pano.
But I'm happy being home tonight.
Ndokufara kuti ndiri kumba nhasi.
I was very excited.
Ndanganishinakidzwa.
When I saw Pastor Makwinya, I told him what happened on Sunday.
Ndanona Pastor Makwinya ndavaudza zvakaitika musvesvondo.
He said you should tell it to the church.
Uyai mutauri kuchurch mega.
We've been preaching in Chinambuya from 1999.
Tangachiparidza kuchienda mbuya kubva 1999.
But actually we were not preaching in Chinambuya.
Asi chaizvo chaizvo tangatisiri kuparidza muchienda mbuya.
We were preaching at Chaira Secondary School.
Tangachiparidza ku
Chaira
Secondary School.
Which is about 11 or 12 kilometers from Chinambuya Growth Point.
Nema kilometer angaite 11 kana 12 kubva pa
Chinambuya. We have another church in Sherenje.
Tine imwe kereke zvakare ku Sherenje.
Which is about 15 kilometers from Chinambuya.
Angaite ma kilometers 15 zvakare.
We had another place called Ruchera.
Ne imwe nzvimbo yainzi Chera.
Which is about 11 kilometers from Chinambuya.
Ma kilometer futi angaite 11 kubva pa
Chinambuya. So the central we are not at the central place.
Saka tangatisiri pa Chinambuya chaipo chaipo.
We were at places around Chinambuya.
Tangatiri munzvimbo dzakakomberedza Chinambuya.
So it has been our desire for a very long time.
Saka changa chiri chishuo chedu kwangu yakareba.
To have a church at Chinambuya.
Kuti tive ne church ku Chinambuya.
So at one time we started services there.
Munguva takatanga ma services ipapo.
We were having the services at a brother's place.
Taiva ne ma services kuimba yemwe hama.
And the brother backslid.
Hama yacho ndobva yadzokera kumashure.
And then we went to another school.
Ndokuenda zvedu kune chimwe chikoro.
For political reasons we chucked off.
Nekuda kwezvematongerwe tikadzingwa ipapo.
So we ended up going back to Chaira and the other places.
Ndobva tadzokera hedu kuTsvaira nedzimwe
nzvimbo. So we applied for a church stand.
Taka apply kuti tiwane church stand.
In 2005.
Muna 2005.
And the process seemed to be very easy.
Zvakaita sekunge zvichaita nyore.
We applied for a stand this week.
Kuti tinogona ku apply wiki rino.
The next week we had been shown a church stand.
Vhiki rinotevera tobva taratidzwa zvedu church stand
yet. That was in 2005.
In 2005. Yeah.
Then maybe so whilst we were preparing to do ground breaking and things.
Tichigadzira hedu kuti tizova ne ground breaking nezvimwe zvese.
There was a structure in the church stand.
Past church stand yataifungidzira kuti ndoyo yedu tobva taona aizvi pakutova kwachimwe chinhu.
So we went back to the council.
Ndokudzokera hedu kucouncil.
And we started fighting with the council since then.
Ndokutanga hedu kuita mutsimbe necouncil.
We were almost giving up.
Tikati zvinenge zvakona izvi.
Because those people were saying, okay, you have to start again the process.
Ndobva vati makufanira kuchitangidzisa kuti one.
So what happens is when we go to Chinambuya every Sunday or some of the Sundays.
Netikandezve kuti patinoenda kwachendambuya masondo ega ega.
We normally team up with Pastor Bakacheza who is in Headlands.
Tinowanzobatana na Pastor Bakacheza ari ku Headlands.
So I will leave him in Headland. I proceed to Chendambuya. On our way back, I take him. We come back together. That's the kind of working arrangement that we have. So one Sunday afternoon, after when I went to Headlands to take him, he was at a brother's place. So we just started talking about stains. And I started narrating my ordeal about the church stains. Then this brother says, "Brother, do you have all the paperwork in place?" I said, "Yes, we have the lease agreement, we have everything, everything is in place." He says, "Can you send it to me via WhatsApp as soon as you get home?" I said, "Why, brother?" He says, "I'm the superintendent."
Superintendent.
So I will make sure that you get that stand back.
Stand,
I will verify what happened for that double allocation to happen, if it's a double allocation, and I will work through the process. So as soon as I got home, I sent him all the paperwork. Then they started verifying. According to the papers, we got the stand first.
Stand kutanga.
And it was allocated to us. But the person who was supposed to put in the register of the place did not do so. So this other church applied for a church stand. After us, and they were allocated the same stand because it was not appearing in the register. So they said, okay, the only way out here is for us to allocate you a second stand. Honestly, I did not like the first stand. Because, number one, it was very small. And number two, it was beside the graveyard. So the next thing after the church stand was a graveyard. I always believe we are a church of the living God.
Amen.
And we are lively stones.
Amen.
So we can't have a graveyard for a neighbor. Amen. So I did not like it, honestly. So they went through the process. Then they said, okay, there is another vacant stand. It's stand number 50. So they directed us to the stand. When I got there, I noticed that the next church had encroached into this stand. So I then went back to them and said, I think the person you sent us with does not really know where the pigs are. But I think the next church has encroached into our stand. So they said, okay, we'll wait for the engineers to come and verify that. Maybe it took them almost a year for the engineers to come. Because the engineers have been Rusape and they took them here to go to Chendambuya. So when the engineers went there, they then saw that what I had noticed was correct. They said, okay, we have now to do some repegging, realign the stands, and maybe try to push this one that side and that other stand, and see if we can fit you somewhere. It meant we are going to get a smaller stand. Yeah. So that is not what we wanted. So we just said, okay, we prayed about it and said, okay, but that's not what we wanted. Then for some reason, the brother was transferred from the place. But whilst he was there, the engineer then phoned. Then he said, okay, you go to Chendambuya Growth Point. There are several other places that we have identified. We are now giving you first preference to choose. the one that you want.
Chikanzi chenda yekwa chenda mbuya. Pane imwe nzvimbo yataona yakatogwa naisa mastand emachurch asi imimi ndimi nekutanga kutsvaga nzvimbo yamuri kuda ipa.
So we had an option of about 3 or 4 stands.
Saka tanga tine 3 kana kuti 4 mastand ekusarudza paari.
So I sent our brother Stewart to say, okay, just go and select a stand.
Ngarira brother Stewart endai henyu munosarudza mutungamiri kuti mweya waMwari.
He said no. You have to be there.
Imimi mufana ngemuripo.
I said, but I can normally come on a Sunday. Council does not work on Sunday.
Ndikati ainironzo yamasvondo, council raishande musi wesvondo.
And the council guy says it's okay. Come on Sunday, I'll take you around.
Ndikati nekanzuru hauyai. Nokuratidzai.
So I then went there this Sunday.
Saka takaenda ku svondo yadarika.
Just this Sunday, manwezuru na Sunday ino yanditi.
Manwezuru adarika.
So I went there after church.
It was
a very long service, so I arrived at Chindambu around 4 p.m. So we went to his house. He says, okay, I will show you my choice stand first. Then I will show you the others. But let's go to the choice stand first. So we went to the choice stand first. It's this one with revival Nema outreach. Amen.
We are people of outreaches and revival meetings.
Saga iyo itori muraini. Ndiyo ndani chida chaya iri muraini just panongopera muraini. The next panongopera muraini. Ndiyo pa iri ba.
Amen. That one is just close to the village.
And all the other places. Adinama amenities.
Zimwe nzvimbo dzese don't have any apana mvura kana zvimwe zvinhu.
But this one, just the next door neighbor is using cancer water.
Wepa jgonesu ari kushandisa mvura yekukanzu.
Then he says, actually,
you
can see there are no electricity poles here.
Muri kuona kuti hapana mapoe magetsi.
But Zesa was here on Friday.
Asi Zesa inga iri pano musi weFriday.
So starting Monday. The Zesa line will be passing through, right through this
line.
And above all, this stand is times two all the other stands around.
And
also, I'm not counting this mountain.
Amen.
Which is close to that stand. I said that's enough. Don't show me the other one. I'm satisfied here. So we want to thank God. So we'll be starting our building project very, very soon. Then he actually says, so for people to know that you now own this place, make sure the youth come, call the youth, let them clear this place. So that it becomes clear. And I'm going to update the register tomorrow. That is on Monday. Then I said, okay, what about all the other plan work and everything?
He
says, I'll tell you what you should do. It doesn't matter that that brother was transferred. Just phone him. Everything will be okay.
Yes, it's no famba.
So may the name of the Lord be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Shall
we stand upon our feet? Read the word of God tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
So you continue praying for us.
For
that small work in Chindambuya.
To
prosper. Amen.
So
that the Lord may continue blessing us in the same
way.
Amen.
Amen.
We shall open our Bibles in Zechariah. Chapter 4.
Zechariah chapter
4.
Verse 1.
Amen. The Bible says,
Bible wrote,
and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep.
Zvino mutumwa wakanga achitaurirana neni akasvikazve akandimutsa somunhu anomutswa pahope dzake.
And he said unto me, what seest thou?
Akati kwandiri, unooneiko?
And I said, I have looked And behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof.
Inindakati, ndakatarira ndikaona chigadziko chomwenje chendarama yose chine hajgana yacho pamsoro pacho nemwenje yacho minomwe iri pamsoro pacho mwenje minomwe mwenje mumwe nomumwe uri pamsoro pacho une mupombi une mupombi nomwe.
And the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bower, and the other upon the left side thereof.
Uye miti miviri yemuorivi parutivi rwacho, mumwe kurutivi rworudyi rwehadyana nomumwe kurutivi rworuboshwe.
So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, "What are these, my lord?"
Ndakapindura ndikataura nomutumwa wakanga achitaurirana neni ndichiti, "Izvi zvinyiko, ishe wangu?"
Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my lord.
Ipapo mutumwa wakanga achitaurirana neni wakapindura akati kwandiri, hauzive here kuti izvi zvinyiko? Ini ndikati, kwete, ishe wangu.
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Ipapo akapindura akataura neni achiti, Ndiro shoko raJehovha kuna Zerubbabheri rinoti, Hazviitwi nehondo kana nesimba, asi nomweya wangu, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovha.
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with the shoutings, crying, Grace, grace,
Alleluia,
unto it.
Ndiwaniko iwe gomo guru pamberi pa Zerubbabheri, uchaitwa bani, iye uchakubudisa ibwe romusoro achidanidzira achiti, Nyasha, nyasha, ngadzire kwariri.
I'll ask my brother to pray.
Amen. Shall we pray? Mambo wedu, munoshamisa, munogara nokusinga peri, tenzi Jesu Kristu, tinokutendai manheru ano, nenyasha dzenyu, dzamatiwanira mukati mezuva ranhasi, kuuya mukati memba yenyu. Zvizhinji zvakundwa nevana venyu Jehovha, kuti vagare pavakagara apa. Tinokutendai mutsvene wangu makarurama matikundisa. Takuchinamata baba kuti maropafadzo amanga makatichengetera ezuva ranhasi, baba wangu amatiunzira mukati memba yenyu, achidururwa kunyange kuburikidzwa nekuparidzwa kweshoko renyu. Isaiwo muranda wenyu parutivi baba, uya mutaure kwatiri muri imimi Jehovha. Kunyange baba nemuturikiri tinomisa muruoko rwenyu, uyai mubate basa muri imimi Jehovha. Nzeve dzigozaruwa mutsvene, mugonzwa imimi muri vamwana venyu. Patichapedza service ino tigoti komo yedu haina kutsva here panga chitaura nesu. Mbiri nerukudzo zvikopewa kwamuri. Tanamata nokutenda muzita raJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Maitika vasits.
Titorei zvigaro zvedu.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about grace tonight.
Ndoda kutaura pamusoro penyasha madekwani anu.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about grace tonight.
Ndoda kutaura pamusoro penyasha.
You are here by the grace of God.
Uri pano nenyasha dzamwari.
It's not what you can do as an individual.
Hazvisi zvaunogona kuita
sedunga munhu. It's not what you have done as an individual.
Hazvisi zvawakaita semunhu.
You are here by the grace of God.
Uri pano nekuda kwenyasha dzamwari.
Actually, you are a human being.
Chaizvo uri munhu.
By the grace of God.
Nenyasha dzamwari.
Because God is sovereign.
Nokuti Mwari vane kuzvitonga.
He does what he wants.
Vanoita zvavanoda.
He could have made you an elephant.
Vangadai vakakuita nzou.
He could have made you a dog.
Vangadai vakakuita mbwa.
But we thank God tonight.
Atotenda Mwari nhasi.
We are individuals. Amen.
Kuti tiri vanhu.
So it's grace.
Inyasha.
That has made us what we are.
Dzakatiita zvatiri.
So we are what we are.
Tiri zvatiri.
By the grace of God.
Nenyasha dzamwari.
Now from where we have read.
Saka kubva pataverenga.
Amen. We are reading here. Now, Brother Branham says, I want to read from paragraph 48, message of grace. We are all acquainted to this scripture that reads the Bible. We know this, that this was during the time of the preparation of the restoration of the temple.
And
Zerubbabel was a great prince amongst the people. Amen.
Amen.
Now
Zerubbabel,
it means one that was born in Babylon. So this Zerubbabel, the great prince. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is saying, who laid the foundation of the building? Now
Zerubbabel,
he laid the foundation of the building.
Now
the foundation that Zerubbabel was laying is not the original foundation. The original foundation was laid by
Solomon.
So
Zerubbabel
was going back to the original blueprint that Solomon had made. So what Zerubbabel did, he went back to the blueprint. And he went back to the blueprint, he saw the original
foundation
which had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar the king. When he saw that, he laid the foundation again. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to look at this. Now Brother Branham says, I want you to put your spiritual thinking and anointing jackets. Now when you hear Malachi 4 say that, then there is something about that issue. He wants you to catch something there. He says, I want you to catch. I want you to wear your spiritual thinking and anointing jacket this evening. And this great prince had determined to rebuild the house of the Lord. And when he did, he laid the foundation stone. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Now, and as we read further, we find out what God said.
Zerubbabel
has laid the foundation with his
hands,
and he shall bring forth the headstone. Amen. I want you to notice, he will not bring forth the cornerstone. He shall bring forth the headstone. So from what we are reading, there is a ministry that is going to do two things. It is going to lay the foundation again. And when it lays the foundation again, it will bring the headstone. Now we know
Zerubbabel
is Brother
Branham.
Zerubbabel is
William Branham.
He is our Zerubbabel. He laid the foundation. That is why this message is back to Pentecost. That is why this message is back to the original. That is why this message is taking us back. That is why Brother Branham, when he went beyond the curtain of God, he asked the angel, I want to see Jesus. And what the angel said, amen, 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 you can't see him. You have to be judged first. Then he asked another question. Is Paul going to be judged? Then the angel said, yes. Paul is going to be judged with his group. The same with the other messengers. Then William Branham says, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If Paul's group is going to make it, my group is going to make it also. Because I preach what did Paul preach? Why did he preach? What did Paul preach? We are upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles and the
Paul
says, I lay a foundation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
But when he lays the foundation, I want you to notice this. Okay. I don't want to get excited. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
No, but you see, he will also bring the headstone. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Now, if you look at Jesus Christ, when he was upon this earth, he was not worried about his body. He was worried about his head. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
He says, spoke. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this one asked,
grace who?
Amen.
Because
he thought he was a pastor.
He said,
not that one. I mean the grace of God. Do you know the grace of God?
Amen, amen, amen.
Do you know the grace of God? That's the question. Do you know grace? Not
Nyasha
from the place. Not
grace from the school, by the grace of God. Do you know the grace of God? Do you know the grace of God? Because grace, the stone shall come resulting from grace.
Amen.
Do you know grace?
Do you know grace?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ma, it's so it thrilled him. When he seen that how grace separated us from the law and the part grace played. Well, now anything that I want to do, I've always told the people, when I cross the line, when I cross the other side,
so when I get to the other place, so Brother Branham says, when I cross the line, there's something that I want to tell you, that when I get to that other place,
amen.
Amen.
I'm
going to sing.
But there's
a certain song that when you sing, the angels will also want to join you.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
They'll also sing Hosanna, Hosanna.
But
then they'll be saying, we are singing Hosanna.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you say hallelujah, hallelujah, the angels will also say hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
When you say amen,
the angels will also
come in. Only one song that we sing,
no,
all the angels will hush. They don't even know what you're talking about, what you're singing about. What are you talking about?
Amen.
Amen.
The
grace.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Song.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to stand up.
And
you sing that song. Amazing grace. How sweet that sounds. That saved a wretch like me. Grace.
Nyasha.
Precious grace.
Nyasha.
More grace to know. Amen.
Nyasha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we get there, my brother, we want to sing. Amazing grace. You know what grace has done for you. You know what God has done for you. You were an adulterer. You were a thief. You were a murderer. But it's by grace that we are here tonight. So we are here by grace. We are sitting there by grace. You were drunk at the pier. You were drinking chibuku. You were drinking super chibuku. But by grace you are here tonight. And, so it's not what you can do. It's not what you have done. It's what grace has done for you. Hallelujah. Ma,
amen.
May I add to this woman. May I add. Amen.
Amen.
May I add to this woman.
Grace.
Amen.
Amen.
May I place her in the Bible.
You think it's a literal
Amen.
Woman?
This is the case.
Let's add to this woman.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ma. Oh, ma. May I place her in the Bible? Also called the elect lady. Let me tell you your new name. Amen.
Amen.
This Miss Grace. Amen.
My grace.
Amen, amen, amen. Miss Grace, it's our
amen. Amen, Miss Grace.
We are Miss Grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Because
amen.
Our husband is grace.
Amen.
He is the grace.
Hallelujah.
So as he is the grace,
amen.
Can you
amen.
Also say amen
Hallelujah.
In grace?
And you know the Bible declares to the elect lady, if you notice, amen, amen, amen,
amen,
elect come from the word elected lady. Amen.
There's no election without grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah,
hapana kutsanangura pasina nyasha.
There is no election by without grace.
Papa and my sister akawanda.
There were so many sisters.
Mamwa akashata.
Some ugly.
Mamwa akanaka.
Some fair.
Mamwa akapusha.
Some
mamwa akangwara.
Foolish. Some
mamwe marefu. Mamwe mafupi.
Some
mamwe makofu. Mamwe matete. Nyasha dzakangokutungamirirawo.
Grace led you.
Dzakangokutungamirirawo.
That other one.
Dzakangokutungamirirawo.
So grace led you to that other one.
Makadi kumaonirwa nyasha. Amen.
You found grace.
Hallelujah. Saka hapana mchato pasina nyasha. Hapana kunamata pasina nyasha.
There's no marriage without grace. No worshiping without grace.
Hapana kwenda kubasa pasina
nyasha. No going to work without grace.
Hapana kushanda pasina nyasha.
No working without grace.
Hapana kufora manerano.
No healing without grace. Tonight, amen.
Sino tushanda ne nyasha.
So it all works by grace.
Sino
to happens by grace. It comes by grace. It's all by grace.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 57.
Paragraph 57.
Amen.
Amen.
So, right, ndakaimirira kuti. In the deity of Jesus Christ.
Mumwari wa Jesu Kristu.
If the Lord God could come there.
Dai Jesu, dai mwari vaigona kuuya ipapo.
And confirm that that is the truth.
Wobva vanyatso simbisa kuti ichi chokwadi.
Not only that.
Kwete izvo zvichete.
But by his word. He confirms the truth. By signs and wonders. He confirms it's the truth. Then also, grace is the truth.
Nyasha,
amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Saka nyasha, ndizo chi chokwadi.
So, grace is the truth.
Then why would anyone criticize?
Saka, sei pachizoona munhu anosoropodza.
And say grace is wrong.
Otinyasha dzakatsvema.
And that we are saved by works.
Oti takaponiswa nemabasa.
We are saved by grace.
Iwe takaponiswa nenyasha.
Through faith.
Kuburikidza nekutenda.
It's not by works.
Asi zvemabasa.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not saying don't do the works.
At kuti usaite mabasa.
No.
Kwete.
Let's hear what the prophet says.
Hatinzwe
zvino. But we are saved by grace.
Takaponiswa nenyasha.
We are saved by any merits.
Kwete nezvinhu zvatinogona kuita.
Then we have reasons to boast.
But
we are saved by grace. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Works
mabasa
shows that you have been saved.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
So when you
are
saved, and then you appreciate
grace,
then you can appreciate by good works.
Amen, amen,
amen. So the good works that you do only confirms that you are of grace. But it's not the works that save you, but it's the grace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We are saved by grace.
Amen.
Through faith. Not works. Works shows that you've been saved. But what saves you is the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Grace saves you. Grace is what God does for you.
Amen.
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 Grace.
Grace is what God does for you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Works.
Mabasa
is what you do for God.
Do auroitire iwewe Mwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saka irreciprocation guys.
Saka kandiro kanenda kunobva kama.
Mwari vanokupa nyasha.
God gives you grace.
Mwari kana vakupa nyasha.
When he gives you grace.
Wakamuchira nyasha.
When you receive grace. And then you give works back to God.
Hallelujah. Satikaona usina mabasa.
So when you see you without works, then you're not of grace.
Kana uri wenyasha.
Because if you are of grace,
unotsvira mabasa akanaka.
You also do good works. Because he had grace upon you. Because it's all by grace.
Amen.
Amen.
But what? But by grace are you saved?
Kuburikidza nenyasha ndo dzakatiponesa.
No, some people think.
Vamwe vanofunga.
Because I joined church. I put my name in the book. That's all I have to do. Some people think. Because I shout. That's all I have to do. Others think. Because I speak with tongues. That's all I have to do. Some think. Because I have power to heal the sick. That's all I have to do. It's not. It's grace that saves you.
Amen.
So you are not saved by any work of grace. We don't want the the mistake of the of each rich young ruler.
Atis kuda kuita mosha yakaitwa nemu ye jaimfumi.
He says, what can I do?
Akati ndoitei
to get eternal life.
Kuti ndiwane upenyu sika
pe. No, it doesn't work that way. You do nothing.
Apana kuita
to get eternal life.
Kuti uwane upenyu sika pe.
It's the grace of God.
Dingo rinyasha dzamwari rinokuponesa.
And when you are saved by grace.
Kana waponeswa nenyasha.
Grace will give you the good works.
Nyasha ndokupa mabasa akanaka.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh my. Well,
Zino,
there is a great man.
Pane munhu mukuru.
That man.
Munhu.
I've heard him stand and do this and that.
Ndakamunzwa achimira achiita
zvino. I've heard him stand up and do that.
Akamira achitinogona kuita
zvino. But brother, it's not about the great man.
Asa zvipamuzve munhu mukuru.
It's about grace.
Inyaya yenyasha.
And I thought.
Zvino ndakafunga.
Paragraph 63. Amen. And I thought of the grace of God.
Zvino ndakafunga pamusoro penyasha
dzaMwari. How that he could do that.
Kuti aikwanisa kuita sei?
And he saved to the uttermost.
Uye ano ponesa kusvika kwakupedzisira.
Amen.
Amen.
Manzwa iro ako mana.
Did you hear that?
He can save to the uttermost.
Anogona kuponesa kusvika kwakupedzisira.
Jesus munoziya zvakaita.
You know what Jesus did?
Panga ari pano panyika.
When he was here on earth,
kuti ndosave kusvika kuno kwakupedzisira.
To confirm that he can save to the uttermost.
Akabaenda kuJericho.
He went to Jericho.
Kune nyika yakadereresa.
To the lowest city.
Yanga irimo muIsrael.
That was in Israel.
Asvika kuJericho.
When he got there,
ndobazoda ndira kupedza.
Then he said, I'm not finished.
Ndobaenda kune murume mupfupi.
Then he went to the shortest man.
MuJericho macho.
In the lowest city.
Anga akapfupika zvekutadza kuona Mwari.
He was so short until he could not see God.
Ndopaka kupfupika kwacho ndekwemadimoni.
I think this was all demonic.
Kuti munhu atadze kuona Jesus.
That will blind him from seeing Jesus.
Asvika kupfupika kusvika ipapo.
You can you mustn't be short
that day. Ndikaura zvepamweya.
When you talk about spiritual
things. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So
when you go to Zacchaeus, when you go to
there, amen,
amen.
Amen.
He said, today, grace has come to your
place.
So I'm going to stop with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was it?
Jeez.
Grace in action.
Inyasha.
He serves to the
uttermost. It doesn't matter what you have done.
Amen.
Amen.
And then,
Ibab,
it would take a poor wretch like myself.
Zvinotora munhu muromba akaita seni.
And give me the opportunity.
Wondipa mukana.
Pane vanhu vakambouya ne situation kuna She Jesus Christ.
Some people came with a situation to the Lord.
Vakauya nemukadzi.
They brought a woman.
Tatombata.
We have caught this one.
Anga achitopomba.
Red handed.
Izvozviso.
Right now.
Tatombata.
We caught her.
Jesus.
Just now.
Anga achitopomba.
She was just in the act.
But mistake yavakaita.
So they did one mistake.
Vakamunza kunyasha manje.
They brought her to grace.
No mistake chete vakangoita.
That's the only mistake they made.
Plus munhu wongo itaura naye.
And this person they were talking to,
aingozoti vanhu ivava vaka.
He knew that these people,
avanongo batwa chete.
They were, it's only that they were not caught.
Vanhu dzavo.
But they've got so many things.
Abusani wambona kubatwa tsotsi kumarai.
Have you ever noticed when you catch a thief in the,
vanhu muruva stereke dzimwe mbavha.
Those that beat him mostly are also thieves.
Kuti vafunge mufunge kuti vari right.
So that you think they are okay.
Avanongo batwa chete. Amen.
It's only that they haven't been caught.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
But vongo enda nai kwaari manje.
But these people that brought this woman to
Jesus anga chiona zvake.
The Lord was seeing.
Kuti rabba umao.
Oh, this rabbi who?
All right.
Oh, this one.
Ne vava vafuti.
And that one also.
All right.
Vava andisa murume.
Vada dzora zvinete. Plus mupombo wagara kuti vane vanhu vakava nene munhu wanika.
So adultery is not done by one person.
Vakasvena nemunhu wani sei kuna
Jesus. So they brought this woman only. Why?
Because ivo vanga vaonera vavo nyasha.
Because they had found grace upon their person.
Uyo akazenda kusina kuna Jesus akanoonera nyasha.
And then they took the woman and found real grace at Christ.
Because mtipo ngo singati chimufamba inawo.
Because the law said, just stone them.
And
then they said, oh, we might finish one another. Just take this woman to that man. Just get this woman to that man. And when they brought him, they brought her to grace.
It is by grace.
There's a nyash.
By grace.
Nyash.
By grace.
Inyash.
To save the Lord.
Kwani se kushumira ishe.
Ndobatozuka zvake mvata akakuti ishe murudi chi.
Then he said, Lord, what do you what says thou? What says thou about this woman?
Aromba zvo akanyarara.
Then he kept quiet.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay, all right.
Ndobatozuka kuti ah asina kachivi pakati penyu.
He that is innocent, let him be the first.
Ngaite ngakande dombo rekutanga
to cast a stone.
And
then
some started to answer phones.
Hello,
that were not ready.
How are you? Yeah, oh, yeah.
Magadiko, Magadiko, muri kupi.
Enge sna mburi rakadzimwa iyi. Kwautiza manje.
They were running away from the situation. They were now running away from grace. Also, they had done their own grace to this person. But this one now needed the grace of Christ. And this one said, I'm going to write my exam next week. So you thought of the exam before the stones, you did not think about it. It was people that were in their thing. But now they were not. When they got to grace,
hallelujah.
It only saved the faith. If you are faithful to say, Lord, help me. But if you become a hypocrite before grace, you come to grace and then you go away the same, leaving the grace there. But when they brought this woman, she came to a desperation. She thought, I'm dying. So she was there. If this man will start with me, then I'm gone. And then he spoke. He just spoke a word like it was nothing. He that is innocent, man, is the first to cast a stone. Then he kept quiet. All the stones just went down.
Amen.
Amen. And then the Lord lifted up his eyes. Woman, where are your accusers? Where are they?
Amen.
Amen. I will not also condemn you.
Amen. Amen.
God will not accuse us.
Grace
is still there. When grace is, when we are done with grace,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for a place where
amen
we can close.
But we believe in grace.
But to not tend, I'm not Christ.
And the
amen. We can all fit in grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
it's all by grace.
It's by the grace of God.
It's all
that we are saved. It's by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And then we'll take a poor wretch like myself. And give me the opportunity to preach the gospel and see others saved and see them healed and see homes that's been broke up being steadied up again and see lives that's been ruined being made right again to give me grace. I thought, oh, it's amazing grace. Then come to a degraded low spiritual hunter out in the hoods. Now, Brother Branham was actually being humble.
Brother Branham was in the
by saying hello, spirit of hand.
Kuti munwa wepas pas anuozi vimira wake tindi.
Tindi wakatonyara. He was a skunk hunter.
Vaito vima zidembo.
Amen. Ah, kakasa mburi nge spoken book.
Don't you read the spoken word?
Ah, muni nyara le imanje.
Amen.
Fritz, payaka urai wani next door.
When Fritz was shot by the neighbor.
Brother
Branham took his shotgun. He wanted to shoot that man because he had killed Fritz.
Because Fritz, would
hide for skunks. And then he would sell those skunks. After he had sold the skunks, then he
amen
can help in the school fees.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So grace can come to the skunk hunter.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. So it saves to the uttermost. It reaches everyone. We are all in grace. Amen. You would come home
thinking.
When
he comes close to you, you
but
run away.
But grace
took him, took a hold of him. And then took a hold of him. And
he
said, I will not end there. We are going to make him a minister. Not only a minister, but the prophet to the edge, with the message to the edge. Hunter,
amen.
You see what grace does.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
May God help us. May God help us tonight. So that we can fit in grace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hanzi, it's going on. Then come to a degraded.
Oh, we are kune munhu wepasi pasi.
Low squirrel hunter.
Muvimi wetsindi.
Amen.
Amen.
It's okay. All right. It's okay. I can read from the screen. Pati pandaraska pa technology. Amen. Low squirrel hunter.
Muvimi wetsindi.
Out in the woods.
Uyo anogara ake mukato.
And form himself.
Oba azvisa iye.
In the form of a rainbow.
Muchinano chemuraraungu.
Which means a covenant.
Zvinoreva sungano.
With a message.
Nemaridzo.
That he gave him to preach.
Yakamupa kuti aparidze.
And he formed a covenant.
Akagadzira sungano.
That is behind it.
Yakanga ari suro kwayo.
So God came now.
Mwari wakauya.
To confirm his grace.
Kuzosimbisa nyasha dzavo.
Amen, amen, amen. To a low degraded squirrel hunter.
Kumunhu wapasi mwai.
I don't know what you are hunting.
Hatizivi kuti kuvhime.
Maybe you are hunting other things.
Zvichida uri kuvhima zvimwe zvinhu.
Amen, amen, amen. Maybe you are a woman hunter.
Zvichida unodzima madzimai. Kana kudzima kuvhima mari.
Maybe you are a popularity hunter.
Kana anodzima
kuvhima. We don't know what you are hunting.
Hatizivi.
But let me tell you, my brother, there is still enough grace. There is still grace, my brother. It can be saved to the uttermost. Amen. If you can only accept it. And Brother Branham says, paragraph 68, grace is old. Yes, brother. Grace is old. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Munoziva vanhu vakuru vakablesswa ne wisdom.
No, the elderly are blessed with wisdom.
Unoziva vafana so marai nengachivhaira so vachedzwa kudare kumarai noku.
When you are youngsters, you're trying to be proud there in the
neighborhood. Musandipika zvenyu nemaexample ando pandoi kwachenda mbuya. Amen.
Don't worry about that. That's how I preach in Chendambuya.
Obva asvika mfana agadziswa padare so.
And the youngster comes and is at the caught there.
Pano gara padare mfana uya.
When he's seated there.
Obanzi mfana Chipo nomzero.
Then they ask him, do you know Chipo?
Nomzia.
Says, yeah, I know her.
Nomzia, nomzia.
I know her.
Nomzia, nomzia.
I know her.
Saka, nomzia.
So what? I know him.
And
the elderly will start saying, it's over. He knows her.
Doesn't know that he's answering not what is being
asked.
He's being
one thing and answering on the other
hand. Amen. Amen.
He says, young man, you have to pay there with the God.
Why
am I paying? He's under arrest. God help us.
Amen, amen, amen.
He says, grace is old. If it is
amen.
Old, then it means it's wise.
It knows
what to do.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And grace
is
as old as the world is. When
God created man,
he says,
this one cannot live without grace.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's true. You living without grace is impossible. It's not possible. It's impossible. Let me tell you now.
Amen.
The witch doctors live by grace.
Because they don't have
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said,
you
entered a certain restaurant.
There
was an elderly woman. These days we have plenty of them. In them days they were just few. They are everywhere now.
Amen.
That's
the
she was putting on a meat case and
flesh all over.
Akagara muchirestaurant.
He was seated in the restaurant.
Achifema nenyasha.
Amen. Breathing by grace.
Asi asingazvizi manje. Kuti ari kufema nechi
nenyasha. She didn't know that she was breathing by grace.
Varudotakwavava.
Those that are drunk, those drunkards, they are drunk by grace. If there is not grace for them, they won't be there. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. When you sin, death is coming. Then grace will say, oh no. And then they will repent. The way you lie.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Eyes on the phone. Hello.
My papi.
Where are you?
Da paduze.
He's saying I'm close by. I'm close by.
Atiru Kambuzuma.
He's still in Kambuzuma.
Natoshika. That's about gate. Where gate?
Open the gate. I'm almost there. I'm arrived.
So
open the gate. There's no one.
Right,
you are supposed to die. Because the wages of sin is death. But there's grace that's coming up and cover you. Back to the restaurant.
But
at times, preachers, we think we are the real men of God. The rest are the people of the devil. Demons, evil spirits. We always do that. At times we do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Professor,
God had to come. To Brother Branham. This one in that miniskirt. And those that are smoking. And the drunken. Those rikis and riketas, you're calling them? They are mine.
Amen. Got it.
Let's go back.
Restaurant, the youngest restaurant, the Jayaga.
It wasn't a proper restaurant.
We could
even take the prophet out of grace because of the restaurant. Say, man of God. Man of God.
Out of this restaurant,
how are you coming out of this restaurant? Because there was jukebox in there. It was paying, it wasn't off. Then he saw that old woman. She's there.
With
flesh all over. That's the
terminology.
Flesh
hanging down. Amen. And
that's right.
And Becky na Joseph.
Said I wouldn't want my daughter Becky and Joseph to grow up in
such a
world. He said, God, why don't you come? That's what Jonah did.
Why can you swipe away
all these things? God took him one side and showed him.
A big ball, and Christ was there,
and blood covering
the ball.
When he
shuts
the light, then wrath comes down. When the wrath comes down to strike him, then the grace of God will cover him and protect him. Then the blood will go back. Everyone that's living, it doesn't matter how bad they are, but it is the grace of God that keeps them alive. Not anyone's grace, but God's grace.
The grace is old. Grace is old as this world is. Grace was the first shown to the human race when we had the beginning of the human race. When the human race was first created in the Garden of Eden, on that dark morning, when that little woman crossed
across the separating line.
Mudzimai uya paakasvetuka mutsara wokupatsa
yura. And they had gone against God's commandments.
Vakapesana nemirayiro yaMwari.
And entice their husbands.
Akanyengedza
to do the same thing.
Kuita chinhu chimwe
chete. And the law was broken.
Murao wakatyorwa.
The law must have a penalty.
Murao unofanira kuva ne.
Or it isn't the law.
Kana kuti hausi murao.
And the law was.
Murao wangawarwa
kuti. The day that you eat thereof.
Usiwa muchadya.
That day you shall die.
Usiwa muchafa.
But grace took over. Amen.
Nyasha dzakazokora.
Nyasha dzakaita sechi. Mwari vakauraya goyana. Amen.
God killed a lamb.
Vakauraya goyana.
When he killed a lamb.
Varayana nisirata. And the blood atoned for Adam. And when the blood was an atonement for
Adam,
they were rich.
The skin
became
covering for Adam.
Hallelujah. Adam was
walking covered by the representation of grace.
Rafa on my behalf.
The lamb died in his behalf. God knew that it's not possible. With what we are doing in Mbare,
my life
is where you grew up.
Amen.
Amen.
God knew
that you needed grace.
Do you know grace?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let me, like I said, I'm finding somewhere to close.
Amen,
amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Let me say this, my sinner friend. You may be here this morning. No, this is not morning, this is evening. So we can say you can be here this evening.
You're
a prostitute. You may be here this morning. A woman chaser. You may be here a drunkard. Or a gambler. Or a murderer. You might be here as an impure husband. Or an impure wife. You might be the vilest of sinners. You say, I am past that age of redemption. You
see,
no, you are not. You are still redeemable. There is still redeeming grace. That can redeem you from your situation. God has a plan for you. God has a program for you. You are still redeemable. You can be redeemed, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You wouldn't be here at church. This evening, grace will make a way for you. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister.
Grace is still there. It makes a way for you in the dark hour.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
But Mwari.
But God,
God's
grace is still
but
there.
But Adam had to be willing to accept it.
Adam, why
so do you? So you have to be willing tonight to accept the grace of God to take care of your situation. Amen, amen. Ma, you have to be willing. Amen, amen. And may the Lord add blessings to the word. Now, the little subject, if I should call it, that I wish to speak about, is divine love. And when divine love has been projected, and it comes to its destination, sovereign grace takes over. So when love is projected, when you love another brother, when you love your sister, when love has been projected, grace takes over. So the ultimate of love, the ultimate of love is the grace taking over. Because love has been projected. So if we project love to one another, then grace will take over.
Amen.
Now you can think of that. Now ponder over it.
Ponder over it. Let's get real close. When divine love is projected, and it comes to its destiny, thanks offering grace takes over. Amen, amen, amen. In another book, Brother Branham says, now I want to take for a subject, if we should call that, in the next few moments, when divine love is projected, sovereign grace takes its place. So, when God loved the world, God's divine love to Adam's race, when he loved it, Christ stepped out and sovereign grace took its place. God's love was made by sovereign grace.
Amen.
So if God says he loves you, the ultimate of it, there is grace provided for you. Because he loves you, there is grace provided for your situation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Roma. God gave his only begotten Son. And you see it. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. They really started out. They started out really with grace. Amen.
Amen.
These are the children of Israel.
Israel.
Hear what the prophet is saying. They really started out with grace to begin with. Before they had law, they had grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That is why you don't find the Ten Commandments to Noah. You don't find commandments to
Abraham.
Because before they had grace, before they had the law, they had grace. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. While they were in Egypt, without the law, no one down there. No one was down there.
No akangariko.
Akunangariko.
Akunangariko.
Was just the priest and so forth.
Wakangawa priest and
they didn't have any laws.
Wakangawa sina murao.
The law had not been given.
Murao wakangawa sato wapu.
What did grace do?
Nyasha zaka ite.
Grace provided them a prophet.
Nyasha zaka wapa mprofita.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm persuaded to believe tonight. Grace can provide what you need. Whatever you desire tonight, grace can provide. Whatever you need tonight, grace can provide. Whatever you are desiring, grace can provide. For it is by grace. Amen. Grace provided a prophet.
Nyasha zakapa mprofita.
Grace provided an atonement.
Nyasha zakapa yananiso.
Grace provided a sacrificial lamb.
Nyasha zakapa gwana rechipiriso.
Amen, amen, amen. We are getting there this week.
Tirikupinda mazviri zvondorino.
Amen. Because there lays your healing.
Nekuti ipapo ndopane kupodzwa kwako.
Are you sick tonight?
Muri kuzviona here manhero ano?
Grace is your healing.
Nyasha ndodzine kupodzwa kwako.
Amen, amen, amen. The atonement has been provided.
Zvichananiso yakapuwa.
Before there was a law.
Pasati pane murao.
Grace
nyasha
was before the law.
Dzakatangira murao.
Grace
nyasha
was during the law. Was during the law. And grace was after the law. Amen. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
So it's grace all over.
It was
grace before the law. It was grace during the law. It was grace after the law. So it's grace tonight. It's grace tonight. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen.
Amen.
And you know what? Abraham found grace.
Abraham.
That is why he was Abraham.
Abraham.
We know Abraham because he found grace.
Abraham.
Jacob found grace.
Jacob.
Isaac found grace. Israel found grace.
Israel.
Noah found grace.
Noah.
Ruth found grace. So this Bible is full of grace. So tonight, there is grace for you tonight. There is grace enough for everyone tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. And anybody that's willing to repent. So, brother, if you are willing to repent tonight, if you are willing to make right tonight, the grace of God still goes for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The grace of God is searching for you. Is
searching for you.
Ziri kukutsvaga.
So that goes for the backsliders this morning.
Izvinoendera kune vakadzokera kumashure mamnero ano.
Amazotoona ko backslider dziri pano.
Some might backslide while they're here.
Amazotoona backslider vari kunyika.
People don't just backslide these days going back to the world. They backslide while in church. That's where they backslide in. That's right. They come to church, they don't participate. They don't do amen. They don't say hallelujah. They just wait for partners when it's about to finish. They backslide while coming to church. They do their things while
so they backslide.
You backslider. Grace of God is there.
The grace of God is still looking for you. If you just repent, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. And neither does this church come to its full value. The grace of God holds us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what's holding us together is the grace of God. But he wants to get a church that will obey him. People that will take God at his word and say it's the truth. Regardless of your organization. He wants people that will not say, well, I'm just as good as you are. No, brother. Amen. If a brother comes to me and says, me, my wrong. I should be brother enough to say so.
And
if that same brother, I tell him he's wrong, he should be brother enough to say sorry. And we continue in grace. Because the grace of God is still there for every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't end without reading this one. Sovereign grace is from a sovereign one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sovereign grace.
Nyasha zvinozvitonga.
Ikoti rutodzokorora. Is from a sovereign one.
Zvinobva kune unozvitonga.
Sovereign.
Anozvitonga.
What can it do?
Azvingaitei.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mawedza ana sovereign.
Some of these words here, yeah, like
Zimbabwe asiri mavoko ka.
They are no longer big words in Zimbabwe.
Every time sovereignty. Some were always talking about sovereignty
and sovereignty. All that. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. We miss them now. Sovereignty.
So this sovereignty.
It's called sovereign.
So,
what can it do? Amen. I want you to listen to this. Sovereign.
Kuzitonga.
Can it do?
Kunogona kuita.
Whatever it wants to do.
Chero zvakunoda kuita.
Chero zvakunoda kuita.
Amen.
Habvunzwe.
They won't consult anyone.
Then
what can we do here? They only do what they want to do. That's why someone can get healed tonight. God cannot even ask you. You can just come and heal your
soul.
Then after service you find out I'm okay.
Because
he does whatever he wants to.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. He can come to you and you get married. Then the other one doesn't get married.
It's
his will.
Amen.
You can get married but no child comes.
Amen.
Someone commits adultery and gets a child.
That's okay.
That's sovereignty.
This sovereign grace.
That's
sovereign
grace does whatever he wants to. God does whatever he wants to do. He doesn't ask anyone. He doesn't consult anyone. He does it anytime, wherever he thinks. He says, I want to get my picture taken with William Branham. Then he gets my picture taken with William Branham. No one asks him. No wonder why the
Evangelion doesn't work.
That has nothing to do with you. God does whatever he wants to do.
akakudza kuti anoda muprofita ane mandebvu matema ndiani
akambokubvunza
kuti uite musipa
He did whatever he wanted to do. He is God. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. He does whatever he wants to do. Whenever he wants to do it.
Some of you would say,
I want to be in UK and
do
look for the bond north, my friend. Look for the bond note. Don't waste time. Go and look for bond note. Go and swipe for petrol quietly. God is happy with you being Zimbabwean. God is happy with that. There's no mistake. There's no error in that. Even if you want to put that enlightenment, God knows you are
dead.
God does whatever he wants to do.
Whatever.
Sovereign.
He is the sovereign God. He does what he wants. He does whenever he wants. He does not consult anyone. He does not even consult angels. He wants more human being. He does what he wants. He is the sovereign God. Working in a sovereign church.
Amen.
Amen. I'll end with this one. Sovereign can do whatever it wants to do. Listen to this now. And this is the
problem.
Malachi 4
and
the pillar of fire.
Saying, listen to this. They might not be able to differentiate between partners and the prophet.
I'm not the prophet.
But I'm reading the word of the prophet. You listen.
Amen. Sovereign grace can only be given by the one that's sovereign. And God is sovereign. And so he can give sovereign grace. Don't be
jealous.
When
God does something to someone, thank God for grace. Say, may that grace pass through me. If say brother buys the car, we say, God, we thank you for the grace.
Amen.
Can I have mine also? Grace for a car. Someone announced the courtship.
Don't say
this is modern stuff. This is grace of God.
Don't ask for that grace to come to you. And God is sovereign. He can give sovereign grace. Therefore, being sovereign, grace don't ask anybody. You don't have to.
Amen. Don't you think that grace will come and ask you and say, partners?
No.
Can I heal you? No.
Brother Nathan?
No.
It
just comes and blesses. Then you'll be shocked.
Nathan, come on. Amen.
Amen. That's what both of the people in Kentucky.
Baba Chidako.
The father.
My India.
Was a drunkard, the mother in India.
Amen.
In the neighborhood of the poor.
They were rating one another there in
Some
are saying we are the rich people from there. The rich man in there in that neighborhood.
But you are
in that location. So this location is just the same thing.
And
when you go to Borodil, you realize you are poor.
Sorry, my brother. Sorry.
I'm sorry, brothers from
Epworth.
It's just an example.
But
find grace for me. The people, they rate one another.
They are rating one another. But
grace,
it
takes someone from Epworth.
Pulls
him up and leave him in Borodil.
Maybe he's tall.
It is the grace of God that can do that.
They think someone deals with the deals.
The ark at Obed Edom's place. He was just nobody in church. We will fail to recognize you. All these hollows there is because of hunger. Then you begin shining and all that. Grace can do that.
Amen.
Listen, sister. It can take a sister who is sleeping in the house. And the director, then he comes and then says, I want to get married. Sister that always sweeps
from maid to landlady.
From there into a landlady. Those sisters that were despising you at church, then they
will
start saying, my rent I'll pay on the
street.
It happens. God can do that. It is the grace of God that he does not consult anyone. He does it at any time to whoever he wants to. You can be one of them. It might be me tonight.
Amen. Therefore, being so afraid, he don't have to ask anybody. He don't have to. It does what it wants to. Isn't that wonderful? It don't have to ask, can I do this? Or shall I do this? Or can I? Must I? Will I? Doesn't do it. Amen.
That's what good about grace. It doesn't consult anyone. It does whatever it wants to. You want to tell one another the truth. No one ever wanted to be a Christian here.
pokatanga kuya kumba chitita kupinda church nyowani
anaedina home and say that
I want to be
attending a new church and
madira ndeta wrestling
the way we loved wrestling
mutoro tanchatona achatona how Hogan
so you telling me that I won't be watching how Hogan leave us alone
but nyasha
but grace we are now preaching the thing. Amen.
Oh, iwe. Nyasha.
Grace.
Amen.
You?
If I look at my life, I am convinced.
Do not go scan.
There is something called grace.
Pane chinhu chinonzi nyasha.
In our
whole clan, there's no way we ever wanted.
We are the only one. That's
why that put on that wedding veil.
People
are ululating. You think it can only happen like that? That's the grace of God. Some are just crooks and you alone are formally employed. That's grace.
All right. Grace is so free. All right. Grace is so free.
Nyasha zino zvitonga.
Therefore, it can save the violence.
Naizvozvo zvinogona kuponesa wakaipisisa.
Unofunga kuti haite.
The one that you think is not savable. That's the one that grace goes for.
Amen.
You see what grace can do?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We've got a group for schooling. Someone is asking, how are you, pastor? One girl came to my inbox and asked me, is this true? Is this true what they're writing here? Is that a nickname or what? I said, I'm a pastor. If you want, I can pray for you.
Yeah,
then he went back to the club and said, it is a great thing. Now this man is a pastor.
So it was like,
they knew. Even the teachers.
There's one
science teacher, before he beats everyone else in the class, he started with him. Without even asking. If he was there, I would be there on that list. If he had not written my name, they would have favored me.
But kune nyasha.
It is the grace of God.
Kune nyasha, brother.
It is grace.
All right. It can save the vilest.
You're not going to kuponesa wakaipisisa.
He can save the worst.
Ano kana kuponesa akasinga atarisiru.
He can save the impurest.
Ano kana kuponesa wakasvibisisa.
Sister Terera. He can save the immoralist.
Ano kana kuponesa wakashatisa.
Awo
wakashata.
Ajena iti.
Amen.
That one.
The crew that was walking with Jesus.
And Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
Sister one, we
had seven demons cast it out.
Question and answers.
The prophet gives the names of the demons. The
other
one, the prophet talks about it. Some of it is demons. Some people.
Have you ever been
jump the pass and all that? Pastor, pray for me. I've got a tummy ache. I don't want
to
sweep your house and clean the place. You want to transmit cholera to me? When they laugh like that, there's a lot of stuff in their teeth.
Ah, today the message.
The
prophet says that if you don't clean your teeth, you lose them.
All right. He can save the immoralist. And I've got good news for you. Are you sick? He can heal the sickest. It
doesn't matter what name they gave to the sickness. The prophet taught us,
demon.
All are demons.
All
sicknesses are demons. You know that?
That's
why demons are praying for them, they leave. Demons have ears and they hear. The doctors are blessed of God. They fight demons by removing the dwelling place. Amen. They say you've got cancer. They go where the cancer is, then they take it out. There's no more dwelling place for that cancer. But we don't cut the place. We speak to the demon. It's got ears.
Because
the cause is left.
Alright. He can save rich like me. What and he did? What is it?
Chichakaita.
Grace.
Inyasha.
William Branham. Chisostaraka.
You can put your name there. You know, William Branham's father was a drunkard. And my father became the same thing. I don't know what your father used
that
to do.
That don't make a difference. The grace of God saved me. It doesn't make a difference.
The grace of God
saves you. God bless you tonight.
God bless.
Grace.